Oh yeah, time for Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now, and we shall start out with a headache at the airport. Yep, the airport in Miami had to temporarily shut down one of its terminals over the weekend due to the high number of TSA workers calling in sick. More than 51,000 TSA employees have been working without pay since December 22nd and officially missed their first paycheck on Friday. Then yesterday, the Houston-Busch Airport closed the TSA checkpoint at one of its terminals. The airport offered suggestions for travelers about allowing for extra time and for, checking their wait times. Make sure you stay on top of that. A spokesperson with Houston Airports explained that the announcement came in response to staffing issues at the airport. We actually, what did we just pass now? For 21 days, like 22 or more, we have the longest government shutdown of all time. We're number one. I really hope that all those employees get their jobs back soon and we can get some kind of resolution going for those people, because I don't care about the political side of stuff, but I do care about, especially friends that I even know that work with the TSA or different things that aren't getting a paycheck. That sucks. It's tough times. How about this? Tough times to high times. The state of Washington has come up with a way for people to stop stealing their 69 and 420 milepost signs.
I heard about this.
Did you? Okay, this is pretty good right here. The Washington Department of Transportation has changed one highway on the eastern side of the state to read 68.9 instead of 69. They've also created 419.9 signs since people have been stealing the 420 ones. Sometimes they have just left the 420 mile marker blank. Highways in Washington have about 200 signs currently missing, and to replace the signs since 2012, it's cost them, they've had to replace 608 of them, and they cost about $1,000 each to replace.
Oh my gosh.
That is so expensive. That's absolutely insane. Pork chop.
That's so expensive.
When you guys were younger, though, I don't think Lindsay, my wife, filling in for Alex today, did you ever steal a sign?
I've never stolen anything.
What?
Yeah, I don't steal.
I'm not proud of this. Like, kids, if you look up to me, don't do what I do. But I'm just saying, when I was young and dumb, I wasn't the best. I remember my buddies and I, like, we took no stop signs, because that's how you kill somebody. But we took, like, a deer sign, like, you know, like where deer might be running through somewhere. Well, we thought that was cool.
How would the deer know where to cross?
Good question. We also took, in the trailer park where my buddy lived, there's a lot of signs in the trailer park. We took a no pooping sign for the dogs. It was just really funny. It was a big dog, like, you know, poo-pooing. So we took that one. And I don't know, looking back, it's like, I probably, if I was a pothead or something else, I would take the 420. Or if I was like a 16-year-old, like, 69. But yeah, don't do that. It's $1,000 to replace. You guys, whether you follow football a lot or not, the playoffs are going on right now. The Colts and Indy just eliminated. Then, of course, last week, we're also on the air in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. And they got eliminated by the Colts. The Texans did. A lot of people are armchair quarterbacks. They're like, well, I could do that. Well, 101 people were taking part yesterday in Chicago in Goose Island. That's a beer made in Chicago, Goose Island. They called it the Cody Parker Challenge. That's the kicker who missed the field goal.
Parkey.
Wow, thanks. If Live the Web Girl's not here, I got my wife. That is way more manly than I am. Whatever. Challenge. Well, people could win a year of free beer. Could you imagine that? A full year of beer. All you got to do is make the kick that Cody missed last week.
And how many, what was it, 20, what, how many yards?
It was 42 yards.
Oh, was it 42? I couldn't make
43.
That.
What? Where are you getting all this information from? Damn it.
Stop. I like football, sorry.
Okay. I've made a 20-yard field goal before, so I don't know. I think somebody way more in shape than me could make a 43-yard field goal.
Nobody made it, though.
But it was snowing, yeah. They
no
all,
one made it?
101 people missed and fell on their butt because it was snowing in Chicago, so it was really hard. Since there are no winners, though, Goose Island donated $20,000 to, am I saying this right, Lurie Children's Hospital? Did I say that right? That's the hospital that Cody Parkey...
Possibly. I'm not sure on that one, so we'll go with yes.
If they didn't, Cody Parkey got the money and they donated it to charity, so that's kind of a cool end. And all right, stop it. Stop it with these stupid challenges. Gosh, if you have a kid that does this, I think you just need to give up on them and just no longer, like, lock them out of the house. A 17-year-old girl in Utah, where there's nothing to do, crashed her car while playing the Bird Box Challenge. The teen decided to pull her beanie over her eyes while driving and, yeah, crashed into another vehicle a short time later. Nobody was hurt in the crash, but the girl has been charged with reckless driving. Now, the Bird Box Challenge, if you're not aware of that, dares people to perform normal tasks while blindfolded, like characters have to do in the movie. So don't be a dummy.
I'm all about fun challenges, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it blows my mind, some of the dumb things that people do. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.